player, how do you know if a quarterback can handle all that comes with it?
Well, I think you got to, you know, be in those situations and play games and get experience under your belt and make mistakes, have success. I mean, that's just, it's just life. I don't know. It's,
do you think the game plan is altered now with Carson? Do they put in maybe a little less assortment of
players? I'm not going to tell y'all what the game plan is.
No, but it's just.
Well, I'm not giving Cleveland anything. I think we're going to continue to do the same stuff we've done.
As a veteran player, there's not any part of you that's thinking, ah, oh, geez, we're going to start over with a rookie quarterback here. You know, I'm in my 10th year. You know, this isn't great for me.
Not at all. You know, this kid is—he's a great football player. You know, I think he can make all the throws. He can—he's a smart kid. He can make all the right decisions. You know, obviously he's a rookie. And like I said, it's not like he's going to play perfect. Not like any of us are going to play perfect. But we all got to try to play a little bit better around him and help him.
On Saturday, when you heard about the trade, what was your reaction?
I mean, I was a little bit shocked, but, you know, this is the NFL, man. I've pretty much seen it all now after being here for 10 years.
When you think back to your rookie season and the responsibilities you had as a tight end and translate that to what he has as a quarterback, how much more does he have to know?
I mean, he's got a lot on his plate. The quarterback, you know, obviously has to know everything. You know, they got to know more than any other position on the field. I think that's obvious to anyone that watches the game, so... He's got a lot on his plate, and I think we all understand that. He understands that, but I think he's up for the challenge.